from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table, non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold 'em or fold 'em, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th, with $600,000 in purse money on the line. The Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
We'll be right back.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we start another week of racing, covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, right here at our studio station on the Race Day Show, the South Point Studios here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital, and the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. Make sure you jump on, and if you haven't tried YouTube, try it. You can see us and hear us. It's a TV show that comes to you live on YouTube at the South Point Studios streaming at YouTube. Just go to YouTube, put in the search bar South Point Studio. You get to us, you click us, and you can hear us and see us here on the Race Day Show. And, of course, all of our other platforms as well, like our local radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. All of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android. We cover that with the apps. KSHP app will get you the radio station audio signal. And, of course, the YouTube app will get you the sights and sounds of Race Day Las Vegas at the South Point Studio streaming app and position as well on YouTube. Just put them on your iPhone or Android, and you'll be all set. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome everybody, no matter how you get us, to the show. For this beginning and starting another week covering the great sport of kings from Las Vegas. I want to remind everybody, too, that if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe. It is free of charge. You'll just get on the subscription, hit subscribe. And not only that, but when you hit subscribe and now you're on with us at YouTube, you can get to chat with other people who are watching our show with each other and chat about what we're talking about. So it's kind of fun to get that social thing going. It's on YouTube, South Point Studio Streaming. When you get to that page, if you haven't subscribed, subscribe already, and we get all of the listeners listening that give us comment on us and certainly with each other as well. It's really kind of fun and nice. So you can do that at the YouTube position with South Point Studios Broadcasting. So just to keep that in mind and get subscribed, that's for sure. All righty. Well, we start another week of racing and covering from the beach to the spa, morning, noon, and night. Of course, today Del Mar is not running. They'll resume their racing tomorrow on Thursday. They go Thursday through Sunday. Their normal race week will be Thursday through Sunday. Of course, they opened up on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And looking at what happened at Del Mar over the weekend, the handle was down. They had their handle at Del Mar was down over the weekend about 4% versus the first Saturday and Sunday of last year. Now, I don't know what that might mean, but I certainly know that there was great racing, good competitive racing going on at Del Mar, and I'm sure it was just maybe a little glitch there. They did have they didn't have the typical Del Mar weather where, you know, it was beautiful, sunny all the time. They had that marine layer that was kind of hanging around, especially on Sunday. So we'll wait and see there. But Del Mar swings into his first full week this week, tomorrow on Thursday. And, of course, Saratoga is already underway. They're cranking along at Saratoga. So that's all good news there. What's coming up this week, on Saturday, Del Mar will have three stakes races, one grade one, which is a Breeders' Cup win and you're in, and that, of course, one grade two, which is the San Diego Handicap, and another stakes race on the card for Saturday. Saratoga will have just two stakes races, the grade one Alfred G. Vanderbilt and the grade two Jim Dandy. This is the race that is the Saratoga prep for the Travers Stakes. Of course, we know we talked about the Haskell last week at Monmouth Park, where that winner is going to go on to the Travers. But this is the Saratoga prep for the Travers, the Jim Dandy, which will be able to see Fierceness, who scratched out of the Haskell to wait for the Jim Dandy this weekend. Woodbine will offer a couple of graded stakes races, a grade two and a grade three. And, of course, there'll be a stakes race each at Hawthorne, Monmouth, and Prairie Meadows as well. On Sunday, Laurel comes in with four stakes races, all for $100,000, and the feature is the $150,000 DeFrancis out of those four stakes races. And, of course, another stakes race will be highlighted at Del Mar, Saratoga, Hawthorne, Monmouth, and Woodbine. So we're getting into the racing, some summertime racing, that's for sure. Also, want to remind everybody in that area, in where New Mexico is at, Ruidoso Racetrack has been under siege as far as flooding is concerned and the rain that kept coming. and the river that overflowed, etc., near Ruidoso, so much that they finally decided they just can't get as much of the muck and the excess water out of the barn area, etc., to make it possible to race under at least semi-normal conditions. So what they have done at Ruidoso is they're going to move the rest of their Ruidoso racing meet to Albuquerque. So the meet for the rest of the meet that was scheduled at Ruidoso Downs will now go to Albuquerque. So that's where they'll be racing there. Want to congratulate Wayne Catalano. He got his 3,000th career win on Sunday at Ellis Park in the fourth race there. Catalano, he's the 39th trainer in history to reach the 3,000 plateau. And over the course of his career, his strike rate as a trainer is 19% over the course of the entire year, his career. It's 19%. That's going some. Remember, he started training races back in 1983. So congratulations to Wayne Catalano for his 3,000th win on Sunday at Ellis Park. And of course, we're into Saratoga and Del Mar, which means we're looking ahead to all of those maiden races for two-year-olds. And so for the early returns at Saratoga, got to tell you, Chad Brown has had two winners in the two-year-old races at Saratoga that were really solid winners there. And, of course, Bob Baffert, when you come to Southern California, Del Mar, he had two races over the weekend for two-year-olds that he unleashed. A nice first week two-year-old in Casaloo, and the other one, Getaway Car. Both of those were solid winners in two-year-old races. So Brown and Baffert are well underway to unleash their nice, expensive little two-year-olds there at the respective Saratoga and Del Mar meeting. Also, I want to remind everybody that there will be a Jocks Across America tribute to the Permanent Disabled Jockeys Fund over Saturday. Saturday at racetracks around the country, there'll be events, etc., so you can contribute to this. Jockeys Across America tribute to the Permanent Disabled Jockey Fund on Saturday across the nation. And we hope you can have an opportunity to help them out those events across the tracks on Saturday. Of course, Tappet Trice, the winner of the Monmouth Cup over the weekend as one of the undercard races on Haskell Day. Tappet Trice, off of a long layoff, won the Monmouth Cup and is now on his way for his next start in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. So the Jockey Club Gold Cup will be his next start there. And I got to tell you, there's going to be a one-day racing over at Ascot on Saturday in Europe, in England, and there are going to be four stakes races on Saturday, and one of them is a Breeders' Cup Winning Your In race. That is the King George the Sixth and Queen Elizabeth Grade One there. The King George the Fifth and Queen Elizabeth Stakes, the Grade One there at Ascot. Of the four stakes races on Ascot on Sunday, will produce a Breeders' Cup Winning Your In race there. So I think we're all set and up to date on all the news that you need to know as far as getting started. We'll take a look at what's happening over the weekend as well. Take a look back at what has happened at Saratoga and early in Del Mar as well with our handicappers. John Lindo is with us. Jerry Jackowitz will be along. And, of course, Rich Eng and, of course, Jonathan Hardoon. Saratoga is running today, so we'll get some picks out of these guys today. And, of course, your racing menu as well. So, without any further ado, let's get to our first break. And when we come back, we'll get started beginning the week here from Las Vegas, Nevada at the South Point Studios, covering the great sport of Kings. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. Visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Las Vegas radio program for this Wednesday. Looking across the country, as far as temperatures are concerned, Miami 90 degrees, New York 81, Los Angeles 90. Phoenix, Arizona will be the hot spot in the nation again at 112. We're going to top off today here in Las Vegas at 109 degrees. Right now it's 90 degrees outside. Looking ahead to the week, the highest expected temperature this week here in Las Vegas will top out on Thursday at 112. Otherwise, we'll be below 110, above, obviously, 100, but between 100 and 110 for the rest of the week. But we are sitting here in Las Vegas, as they are, you know, at Saratoga, in that monsoon type of a season where it'll be nice in the morning, etc. But if the atmosphere, presents itself later on in the day, we'll get some of those flash monsoon-type weather there here in Las Vegas. But it'll should top out at 109 degrees today here in Vegas. And as far as the weather of precipitation per se is concerned, from the Midwest on out to the West Coast, looks pretty clear. You got a swath of rain that goes through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, West Virginia, etc., right up through Pennsylvania and New Jersey and parts of New York. We'll wait and see how the weather might be today at Saratoga with Jonathan Hardoon. So let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers of racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. That's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times to roll out in our Racebook right here at the South Point later on today. And of course, if you're in the Pacific time zone, wherever you may be listening and watching, not a problem. These are your first post times. Everybody else around the world that's listening and watching us through the many different platforms, adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss an opportunity to make some money. Yeah, I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Delaware Park. Delaware Park has a first post time of 9:30. Following that, Belterra Park will kick in 5 minutes later at 9:35. 9:35 at Belterra Park. Super high five carryover there, $10,483 today. A regular super high five carryover at Belterra Park today. 9:35 first post there. Next comes Parks Racing. Their pick five jackpot carryover, $160,119. That's the carryover in the pick five jackpot today at Parks. And Parks Racing's first post time is at 9:40. Following that, Finger Lakes will begin at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. is the first post time at Finger Lakes today. That, of course, the other upstate New York racetrack running right now. 10 a.m. first post at Finger Lakes. Following that, the counterpart up in upstate New York, Saratoga. Saratoga's first post time is 10:10 today. 10:10 at Saratoga. I can tell you right now at Saratoga, it kind of looks like... Well, I'll let Jonathan Hardoon explain because the weather can change there at Saratoga. First post time is 10:10 today at Saratoga. Presque Isle Downs will kick in at 12 high noon. 12 noon, first post at Presque Isle Downs. Following that will be Louisiana Downs. Louisiana Downs will begin with their first post time at 2:05. 2:05 at Louisiana Downs. They got a small carryover going on there at Louisiana Downs of $484 for the Super High 5 carryover there at Louisiana Downs, okay? And finally, the first post time at Penn National. Penn National has a first post time at 2:45. 2:45 at Penn National today. They have a regular pick 5 carryover now. Regular pick 5 at Penn National, $5,237. They also have their Super High 5 jackpot carryover of $3,692. And again, first post time is at 2:45. And we wrap up the 9 tracks on today's Wednesday racing menu with a Canterbury Park. Canterbury Park has a first post time of 3:10. 3:10 at Canterbury Park. And that's the racing menu for today. We're going now to Saratoga Springs, where Jonathan Nardoon is standing by. He just stuck his head out the window for the latest weather report from Saratoga. Jonathan, good morning.
It looks threatening, Ralph. The skies are dark, but they said only 30% chance of rain. But if you looked out the window, you'd probably think it's a lot more like 60%. But as of this point, they're not expecting rain, maybe later in the day after the races. By the way, just as far as your menu was concerned, mm-hmm. Parks has a mandatory payout today in their pick five. They have only one pick five. It's the late pick five. And I think they close for 3 weeks after today. But today is a mandatory payout.
Mandatory payoff and pick five jackpot at Parks Racing today. Yeah, well, that's an instant horse player holiday there, that's for sure. Right now, they say at Saratoga, it's cloudy, so that's what you said, 69 degrees. But the track is going to start out labeled fast, and the turf courses, racing is still on the turf. They're both labeled firm. The Mellon turf course will have races 2, 6, and 9, and the inner turf course will have races 5 and 8. And as far as the other racing is concerned at Saratoga, let's hope that the clouds are just ominous, but won't dump any rain at Saratoga today.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, now at Saratoga on Sunday, boy, it was a day for Manny Franco and Flavian Pratt. Manny Franco won 4 races yesterday on Sunday at Saratoga, and then Flavian Pratt came back with 4 races as well on Sunday. So between the two guys in the 10 flat races, they won 8 of them, and Linda Rice had a win with Flavian Pratt. Chad Brown had a win with Flavian Pratt. As a matter of fact, Chad Brown and Pratt went together to win 2 races each. One of those two-year-olds I was talking about that Chad Brown unleashed was on Sunday. The horse's name is Virgin Colada, I should say, was a huge, huge closer. This one came from left field on the turf and got up and swept by the field. It was a pretty impressive closing effort there by that two-year-old, Virgin Colada, on the grass at Saratoga on Sunday. And, of course, Brad Cox unleashed a first-time starter in a 2-year-old race for fillies, a first-time starter in Immersive, who won with authority for Manny Franco. And then, of course, Chad Brown got his 3rd win of the day with Manny Franco's 4th win of the day in the 10th race with Moore's Law. Paid a nice $30.40 for those guys. Pretty exciting day at Saratoga. And the pick 6 paid $79,402.50. Good payoff there as well.
It's interesting. When jockeys get hot here, apparently they stay hot for the day. I think on Saturday, Dylan Davis won 4 or 5 races.
He sure
did. Like you said, Manny Franco and Flavian Pratt came back on Sunday with 4 each. So when you get hot here, you stay hot for a while and catch on to the hot jockeys. They're actually, they're doing real well and take nothing away from them. They're riding good horses. Cox unveiled a first-time starter. On Sunday, that went off, I think, at 10 or 11 to 1. You just don't see that because most of the Cox horses, especially their first-time starters that are good, usually get bet off the board. This one snuck through the cracks.
Yeah, that's Immersive. The name of the horse was Immersive. And yeah. First-time starter won the 9th, 6 furlongs for 2-year-old fillies and paid $22.80 on Cox-like payoff, that's for sure. As far as the jockey trainers are concerned, well, Flavian Pratt with the multiple wins on Sunday still leads the jockey standings at 12. Irad Ortiz Jr., that had multiple wins earlier in the week, took the lead for a while, but now he's in second place with 11. Tyler Caff-Leone is 10. And like you said, Dylan Davis, what a weekend he had. He won eight. He's won eight races so far in the early going at Saratoga, and two of them have been nice stakes race wins, too.
Well, on Saturday, a lot of the big jocks were out of town. They were either at Monmouth or wherever they were. So he took total advantage of, you know, of staying back at Saratoga. And like you said, he had a great day and he's having a great meet. So take nothing away from him. A couple of top jockeys like Louis Saez, I think only two wins at the meet so far. Mm-hmm. But you could be sure guys like that before the meet is over will catch fire.
Oh, yeah, certainly they will. And you know, as far as the leaderboard for the trainers, usually we see Linda Rice up there battling with Chad Brown, but she's got a slow start right now. Chad Brown is the leader with 10 wins already, 10 winning training wins already at Saratoga. Todd Pletcher and Mark Cassie, who had a big weekend over the weekend all over the place, each of those two trainers have 6 wins each at Saratoga in the early going. But like you said, as far as the jockeys are concerned, I believe Linda Rice will get underway too.
Yeah, Mark Cassie won 6 races on Saturday between all the tracks that he was running at. I think he was at Gulfstream, Woodline, and Saratoga. 6 wins in a day for a trainer, very impressive. And congratulations to Wayne Catalano. Like you said, not many trainers, Ralph, that have 3,000 wins, one at 20% almost, and that's really a terrific feat, so congratulations to him.
Yeah, no question about that, that's for sure. We will certainly, you know, those people who know about Wayne Catalano, of course, he was big in Chicago for a long time, and now I guess he's spreading it around, but a solid trainer all the way. First winner came in 1983, wow.
That's a long time ago.
It sure is.
Time flies.
Well, now, what are we looking at today at Saratoga?
You want a selection?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I do want to discuss one more thing with you first, and that is this announcement from the New York Racing Association that announced that they're going to put a synthetic racetrack at Belmont Park. The inner course is going to be a synthetic racetrack that they plan on using exclusively during the winter meet when the weather is bad in New York. Now, we all know that once Belmont Park is done, Aqueduct's days are over, and so there'll be a lot of racing between Belmont and Saratoga. That's going to be it, the major tracks in New York. So they're trying to weatherize the racing at Belmont Park so they can have a long meet there and not either, you know, just exhaust either the main track turf courses or the synthetic track. So they decided to put synthetic in there and run that during the wintertime. But it's getting, first, it got a lot of backlash from the players who are not really enamored with playing synthetic exclusively. But now the horsemen are starting to rebel against this as well, huh?
Well, when you make a decision like that, which is a major decision, I mean, you know, if you're going to run the entire winter over the synthetic Tapeta track, don't you think you should at least discuss it with the owners and trainers and even get some input from the players? They just went and declared a rule without even discussing it with anyone, and now they're facing the repercussions. People are not happy. Players don't really like it. I mean, they'll deal with one or two of the races a day, but to make them 9 races a day all synthetic, it can't be good. I mean, look at Gulfstream's handle. It's way down since going to mainly synthetic, and people don't like it. Apparently, trainers don't like it that much either, because even though it prevents less break, you know, there are less breakdowns, but they have other injuries. They have soft tissue injuries. They have other injuries. They're not catastrophic, but they result in, you know, long layoffs for horses as well. So while it's a good idea in one way, but it's not everybody is happy.
Well, we know the big major experiment with synthetics quite a few years ago was when the California Horse Racing Board laid down the edict to the major tracks in California. They had to go to synthetic. Hollywood Park did it first, and then, you know, Santa Anita and Del Mar. And it just got such a backlash and such a rejection that they had to go back to the organic dirt after a few years. And, of course, Hollywood Park's no longer there. But who do you think is going to win in this tug of war?
I'm sure there'll be some sort of compromise. I mean, that's only the right thing to do. You know, I mean, owners and trainers are supplying the product, and NYRA's supplying the racetrack, so somebody's got to say uncle. And, you know, I would be surprised if they went strictly synthetic, honestly, not with the backlash they're getting. By the way, when Hollywood Park went to synthetic, it was by far the best synthetic out of all of them anywhere. Because if you remember, the company that installed the synthetic track at Hollywood Park went out of business and they started adding dirt, and it was their own concoction, and people seemed to like it a lot. It was really good racing, but they probably couldn't even invent that again if they tried. It was on the fly and it worked out well. Santa Anita was forced to go back to dirt, and they gave everybody those paperweights with the dirt in it one day, and they're back to dirt, thank goodness.
Yeah, I guess they probably would have asked all the customers when they gave them that souvenir to bring it back so they can put the dirt back on the racetrack. But
we'll replace it with a Tapita.
Yeah, we'll replace it with that Tapita now. But in any case, that was the major experiment on the major circuit for the synthetic. It has worked out fine at places like Turfway Park, though.
That's because the temperatures there, you have to do it. You don't have a choice. Yeah, you know, the temperature's getting below freezing, and they would cancel more days than they would run a lot of times in the past before they had it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you recall, the results were a little wild this year. Every day they had $100,000 pick five or just crazy prices. But people got used to it, and, you know, yeah, it's either that or nothing. So you're going to settle for that in a place like Kentucky where it's below freezing.
And another racetrack that recently bit the dust after a great history in Northern California, Golden Gate. They had a synthetic there for quite a while. It seemed to work out fine there. I guess it's kind of like a hit and miss, depending on the circumstances and certainly the weather conditions in the areas where they're trying to put this in. So maybe with the weather conditions at Belmont Park, you know, in New York during the wintertime, a lot like Turfway Park is, maybe it will work there.
Well, if they use it, let's say, on days when it was below zero or when the temperatures were below freezing, it's either that or don't run. I guess, you know, people would opt for them to run on that as opposed to canceling racing. But just to make it blatant, where, you know, every race is going to be on it, I don't know.
I agree with you. I think there'll be a compromise, and maybe on days, they might have like a cutoff point where they say, on days when the temperature reaches so-and-so and there's no rain in the air, you can race on main track or turf. I don't know. Whatever they plan on doing, I think there'll be a compromise. Now we can get to a pick from you for today.
All right, Ralph, let's look at the third race today at Saratoga. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Malou. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Linda Rice barn. She claimed this horse just 7 days ago, and she brings her right back. She puts this horse in allowance after claiming this horse for $16,000. She steps her up to an allowance company. Jose Ortiz aboard to ride. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 7, Malou, to win today's third race out at Saratoga.
All right, Saratoga's third race, number 7, Malou, the 7 in the third race. A quick thought about today's feature race, the Honorable Miss, which happens to be a grade 2 in this race for 6 furlongs. Fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, and a field of 8. And in this race, a pretty wide open event, at least by the morning line. The morning line suggests it open. Spirit Wind is 3-1 for Safi Joseph Jr. Todd Pletcher, of course, has got the favorite, 2-1 in Munnings Gold with I Red Ortiz Jr.
Well, you squeezed another pick out of me, Ralph, because I like the number 5 horse in there, Sterling Silver, a 5-year-old mare from the Bill Mott barn. Last time out, she made a first start for Mott. It was a first start back off of a layoff. Junior Alvarado aboard to ride. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line, and I like Sterling Silver in that spot today.
All right. Thank you for the squeeze there. In any case, and you got a full sheet, of course, for today's racing at Saratoga right now at your website.
JONHJRDOON.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We will talk to you tomorrow, and keep that rain away.
Yes, sir. Stay safe and be well, Ralph. Thank you.
All right. You got it, my man. Taking another break. And when we come back, Rich Eng is on deck, so don't go away.
Thank you, buddy. There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. A quick look now at that Jim Dandy Stakes, by the way. Didn't get to it with Jonathan Ardoon, but the Jim Dandy, which will be a race on Saturday, as the 10th race on their Saturday card at Saratoga. Mile and one-eighth, a grade two on the dirt, $500,000 for three-year-olds. The stepping stone, of course, the prep for the Travers there at Saratoga. From the rail out, number one will be Sierra Leone. He returns to the races. Flavien Prat will now re-ride Sierra Leone for Chad Brown. The two is, the Preakness winner, Seize the Gray. Jamie Torres riding for Dwayne Lucas. The three is Batten Down, a recent stakes winner as well. Junior Alvarado for Bill Mott. The four is Pony Express. Joel Rosario riding for John Sadler. John Sadler sends Pony Express out to New York for the Jim Dandy there. And then number five is Gould's Gold. Kenny McPeak is going to bring in Gould's Gold. Brian Hernandez Jr. riding there. And number six will be Fierceness, of course, trained by Todd Pletcher and John Velasquez, the rider. That's the six-pack for the Jim Dandy. And all I can tell you, folks, it is a very deep, competitive, and very talented field of six going in the Jim Dandy on Saturday at Saratoga. And, of course, the Albert G. Vanderbilt, another grade one there as well on Saturday. All right, let's bring in Rich Eng now. Rich Eng, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, my man, your thoughts for the opening week at Del Mar and early returns at Saratoga?
Well, I just want to make a comment about a horse I gave out on Sunday's show, Ralph. Kent DeSomo rode a horse called Cornelia Ford for us. I bet the horse. And if people watch the race or watch the replay, it reminded me of an old guy driving a Corvette on the highway at 55. You got to step on the gas because you got some gas under you. And hey, Ralph, if I try to give out another Kent DeSormo horse, you must stop me. Please stop me.
Okay, I will. I will stop you. I think Kent might be well served in the latter part of his career by joining Drayden Van Dyke down there at Gulfstream Park, because winning races sure builds confidence, and certainly that might be what he needs right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to put that horse on my horses to watch list, Cornelia Ford, with a different pilot, Ralph.
All right, and you make sure you tell us about it when he runs again, too.
Absolutely.
Well, I think the Jim Dandy came up pretty strong, don't you?
Yeah, it's a nice race, and, you know, a lot of horses were running in the Haskell, obviously, for $1 million. Mm-hmm. Now you get the Jim Dandy, and usually the Travers is a conglomeration of the two fields. And I've got a horse I like in the Jim Dandy. It's probably going to be 8 or 10 to 1, but I'll save that for a little.
You know broadcasting well, and what a tease that was, my man. You'll give that to us on Saturday, no doubt. Hey, did you comb the country today for any picks?
Yeah, well, you know, I did go to Saratoga. It's nice to have Saratoga Wednesday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. Gives a little meat on the bone. And that's where I'm going to go with my pick today, Ralph. In the Honorable Miss, I heard you and Jonathan talking about it. I think Money's Gold, the favorite, is probably going to be like even money. I know 2 to 1 is the morning line, but I kind of think that's a pipe dream. But a horse that I like at 5 to 1, Ralph, is the number 4 horse, Clearly Unhinged. This horse, 5 to 1 for Steve Asmussen, Joel Rosario Rice. The key angle for me, Ralph, not only the fact that she has won both her starts this year, is take a look at the Saratoga race from last year, August 5th, which was the test. These two horses faced each other, Clearly Unhinged and Money's Gold. Clearly Unhinged finished in ahead of Money's Gold, and now you're going to get a huge odds differential between the two. So I think the 4, Clearly Unhinged, very live, 5 to 1 in race 7 at Saratoga.
All right, 7th race at Saratoga, the feature race of the day, number 4, Clearly Unhinged. Rosario riding for Asmussen. In the 7th race, the 4 at Saratoga is Rich Eng's selection for the race day listeners today. And, Richie, I know you're starting to peruse your early studying for the NFL season. We're looking at almost getting through July, and you know what happens when they turn the page in August. Preseason time, and everybody will be jonesing for some football, that's for sure. And, of course, we'll have you as our point man on the pigskin as well.
Yeah, preseason games start next week, Ralph, with a Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame is next week, but the regular preseason, I think, doesn't start till August. But nevertheless, it's football, and you know people will be watching, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to take our final break, and when we come back, it's John and Jerry to wrap up this Wednesday show as we begin another racing week, Las Vegas style, right here at the South Point Studios on your Race Day Las Vegas show. Don't forget, go to YouTube, watch us, subscribe, and start chatting as well. We'll be right back.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside. Or maybe you're in the mood for seafood.
Big Sur Oyster Bar has fresh seafood prepared right before your eyes. Savor freshly shucked oysters, crab legs jambalaya, shrimp and lobster. Beers on tap and a selection of fine wines are perfect to pair with your seafood favorite, whether lunch or dinner. You'll love this fun atmosphere, located just off the casino floor. Ready to shake things up? Step back in time and treat yourself to one of the oldest restaurant chains in the country. Steak and Shake, famous for original mouth-watering steak burgers and hand-dipped milkshakes in a variety of flavors. For some old-fashioned fun, try Steak and Shake.
The best of quarter horse racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Our next marquee event is California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 27th. With $600,000 in purse money on the line, the Governor's Cup Futurity will be headed by fastest qualifier, favorite Jess Hawk, while the Governor's Cup Derby will feature top sophomores, plus the Spencer Childers Championship Handicap for top older horses, and the Rolling A Ranch Matron Stakes for distaffers. It's going to be a great night of quarter horse racing. The best of racing always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas, as we alluded to, the Jim Dandy is only one of two great races Saturday at Saratoga. The Alfred G. Vanderbilt, that's a sprint at six furlongs, a grade one, also saw a field of six coming in that. And returning to the races off of his win streak is Skelly. Skelly will break from post six for Steve Asmussen and Ricardo Santana Jr. So it's going to be two great stakes races on Saturday at Saratoga. Now let's bring in John Lindo. Johnny, John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. They spread the wealth for sure. They've been doing that at Del Mar as far as the trainers are concerned. John Sadler, Mike McCarthy, John Sheriffs, Richard Baltus, Mark Glatt. Doug O'Neill had a couple of wins on Sunday as well. All these trainers checked in on Sunday. And, of course, Bob Baffert came with another one of those two-year-olds, Casaloo, in the fourth race with Juan Hernandez aboard, I should say, paying $320, and looked good doing it.
Yeah, Casaloo is by a sire named Caro Caro, who stands for $6,500, and he brought $775,000 to the sale. So I'm guessing she worked pretty good or looks pretty good going into that sale.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. And, of course, that's not the last nice two-year-old we'll see at Del Mar unleashed by Bob Baffert. And we got an instant horse player holiday for tomorrow at Del Mar because they left money on the table in the pick six. Nobody had pick six on Sunday at Del Mar. So coming up, of course, on tomorrow when they begin their first full week of racing, Del Mar will have a pick six carryover. And this is the regular traditional format in pick six wagering, the pick six carryover, $144,919.
Right. It's a $1 bet. And you remember now the split after the takeout, 80% of that money will go to the tickets with six winners. So if you can nail it, you get even a higher payout than you used to.
John, your thoughts about the weekend of the start at Del Mar?
Well, you know, we saw speed very good in general on the main track. We'll see if that adjusts. They did some maintenance on the racetrack after training yesterday, so keep your eyes out for that on Thursday. And we moved the rail on the turf from zero, where the course is widest, out to 24 feet, and that may help some of the speed horses on the grass. So a couple of changes as far as conditions for racing for Thursday. Field sizes are good. The field sizes Friday are terrific. Also eligibles in many races, so... Mm-hmm. They're hitting the entry box at Del Mar, which we love to see.
And, of course, Friday, during this time of the season, at Del Mar has a late first post, right?
Right. Del Mar Friday will be 4 o'clock first post time, the usual 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. And, John, of course, when you talk about a lot of people, a lot of handicappers are telling me that there was speed was predominant. Speed was like the place to be on the first 2 days on the main track at Del Mar. And a couple of horses went gate to wire on the grass, too, huh?
A couple of them, but it was a very fair turf course. You could come from left field, you know, if the pace was too fast. And I love it like that because you can accelerate on this grass course and pass a lot of horses in a short time. But, you know, if they leave you alone, you should be allowed to steal one, too. So the turf course was terrific, and it looks great out there. So no complaints at all the first week of Del Mar.
All right, let's quickly get into your Linda report. You have a full Linda report today for Saratoga, and it's free of charge here at the South Point Racebook. Only place you can get the Linda report, free of charge, complimentary here at the South Point Racebook, because they love horse players here, and you're doing a Linda report for today at Saratoga. Update on jockey trainer?
Flavian Prats, your leading jockey at Saratoga, 12 winners. Arad Ortiz right behind with 11. And Tyler Gaffalione has 10 and Manny Franco 9. So they're bunched up. Chad Brown's your leading trainer, 10 winners there. Todd Pletcher and Mark Cassie have 6 and Mike Maker has 5.
All right, John, what about them favorites?
A little below normal, Ralph, 31% for the meet.
Okay, that's good. All right, let's get started. Let's get a winner off of that Linda report today.
Okay, I'm going to go to the fourth race today. There was a late scratch in this race of Linda Rice's favorite on the rail, number 1, Big Ego, but I liked her other horse anyways, and that's number 5, Baron's Bounce, who got shuffled back to last after the start last time. The fact that this horse was in this race to begin with was interesting to me. Arad Ortiz got the call. He had jumped off that favorite to ride this one. More tactical speed with a clean break. The 1 mile will help. 3-1 on the program, number 5, Baron's Bounce, race 4 at Saratoga. And Ralph, just let the folks know, they have not scratched the main track only horses yet for races 6-9. The main track horses are out for the first 5 races, so they're holding those horses in. So be careful if you're playing the rolling wagers the second half of this card, because that's when the rain is expected to come in.
And duly noted. Thank you so much for that, John. Just another service that he provides for us, and all of that goody information, plus the selections and the suggested late pick 4. One comprehensive report, the Linda report, right now here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge. Thanks a lot, John. John, we'll talk
to
you tomorrow.
Good luck today.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, time to go to Jerry Jackowitz, standing by. Mr. Stripes today, Jerry. Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. I was in a stripey mood.
Yeah, Mr. Stripes there. All right, yeah. Any thoughts about the action over the weekend that you want to bring to us?
I think you said that Del Mar seemed to be playing speed favoring, and even on the grass, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah.
And just have to watch and see. I mean, knowing what's in the rearview mirror doesn't put much money in your pocket unless you use it appropriately.
But, when would you incorporate handicapping on the daily basis as far as track bias are concerned? Would you wait until after the first couple of races and say, oh, wait a minute, I got to take a look at these speed horses again, or do you just discount it completely?
Well, I think you really have to kind of pay attention to it. And if you see a speed horse goes out or speed does really well in the first race, I wouldn't not bet a closer in the second race if I thought he was the right horse at the right price. But, I would probably make it a little harder for me to bet it. I would probably put the price up a little more. If I thought it was a 5-1 shot, I might demand 6 or 7-1.
Okay.
And that's sort of how I approach it until I'm sure that there's a bias, or there isn't a bias. Most of the time, there isn't a bias.
Okay. Let's get started with some picks today at
The real way to use it is in handicapping. When you look at the races and you see a horse who raced the other day and he raced on the lead, I would discount it if it was a speed favoring track. So that's really where.
Okay, we got 30 seconds to get some picks.
All right, well, we got the ninth race today. We got Lucky and Gorgeous, the 4 horse, in the ninth race. Unfortunately, we're being handled by Flavian Prat, which is too bad because that'll keep the price down. I really like Lucky and Gorgeous, and I like the name. I think he just really likes the turf and is going to do better second time out. Yeah. I'll take the 4 over the 2, 3, 6, and 7. Small reverses here. I think the 4 is going to go off at like 8-5. So.
All right, that's the ninth race at Saratoga, number 4. Link-ups are 2, 3, 6, and 7 in reverse. The 4 is the key. You got another one for us or no?
Not really. I mean, I wanted to say I kind of like Baron's Bounce a little bit in the fourth race, and I also like Jansen a little in the fourth race. So those are the two that I like. So throw that in there with John's play.
All right. So the John's play in the fourth race is the 5. The other one that you like is what number?
9, I think.
All right. So you John comes with the 5, and you like the 5 as well, but you throw the 9 into the gimmicks.
Right. I have a V horse in the race also. So
all right.
That
and that tells us that you better get Jerry J's Power Pages for today. You can get them at jerryjspowerpage.com for Saratoga. Nice tease there, Jerry. All right, one more thing to say for this Wednesday as we wrap up our start of the week, and you're going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.